a big premiere, an exciting, cool premiere happening Friday night at MPAC. Choreographer Elena Demyanenko and filmmaker Erica Mijlin's collaboration Echo Archive, which has been developed in residence over the past year, is a live dance and film project which features female performers across three generations and focuses on bodily heritage, or the way that movements are stored and communicated between bodies. Both artists teach at Bennington College. Filmmaker and the lead video artist on Echo Archive, Erica Mijlin, joins us this morning, as well as MPAC's curator of theater and dance, Ashley Farrell Murray. Thank you very much for being here, both of you. I appreciate you taking the time out.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us here.
I assume you're getting ready, and this is all probably getting in the way of things. So I appreciate you being here and talking to us about it. Let us begin with you, Erica, as to how this project came to be, and you began this residency, which will ultimately culminate in the performance on Friday night.
Right. A number of years ago, Elena Demyanenko, my collaborator, who is a dancer-choreographer, had worked with a number of artists, a number of dancers, and created some short, filmed some short sort of rehearsal and improvisation sessions with them, and then brought some of that material to me. We began talking about how to put that material together, thinking about it possibly as a dance film. And we started doing some sort of visual explorations of what it looks like to represent dance and movement on film, and how to kind of think of the dance film as something other than just a documentation. That was sort of some of the real origins of the idea started there.
Talk a little bit about that documentation and ultimately what you wanted to document, and what did you always know what you wanted the end result to be?
Not exactly. A lot of the ideas were sort of generated or maybe cultivated in the process of editing, which is a big part of my background is editing. And what we did is kind of, instead of looking solely at, for instance, full bodies in movement together recorded on video, we did things like fragment bodies by editing or framing images inside of images or pasting images one next to the other. And in that process, started thinking about what does it really mean to look at documentation of dance? Should we be looking at it as if we're sitting in a theater, or should we be looking at another kind of document, which was really something more film-like?
When you put the two together, the live performance and the video, how do you work with those simultaneously?
We do. We work back and forth. Elena does choreography and staging and direction of a lot of the things that are happening in the live environment. And we're incorporating both video monitors and some video projection into the space. So the space is really activated both by live performance and a lot of different things that are going on screen that are differentiating from what's actually happening live. So the video is not there necessarily just backing up performance, but is playing a kind of an equal role, I would say.
Is there a lot that can go wrong?
There's an extraordinary amount that can go wrong when you're dealing with technology. Of course, anything that's live, right, can be tenuous.
I think we prove that daily on this program.
So things can sure. go wrong. We take our precautions, but it kind of gives it an extra intensity and dynamic to know that we're staging a lot of things that intentionally are happening live and not pre-recording them.
And that's our job, to make sure that it's running smoothly so that the artist can kind of really sink in physically to the work, too.
Talk a little bit more about your job, Ashley, of how you work to foster these collaborations, these residencies, and what you ultimately hope to accomplish with them.
Yeah. So at MPAC, one thing that's really special about our program is that we work long term with artists. So I began having conversations with Elena and Erica over a year and a half ago now to think through this work. And they had an initial residency at MPAC about 6 months ago. And so it's really working through stages, having conceptual, artistic, and personal conversations, and talking to all different facets of collaborators. So working not only very closely with the lead artists, but this performance in particular has an unmatched cast. Eva Herzog, Jody Melnick, and Dana Reitz have had long and substantial careers in dance, and they're performing with Elena on stage throughout the performance. And so I've had the opportunity not only to have long conversations with Erica and Elena, but also really think about what it means to invite these dance artists into the space with them. So really working to integrate across dance and technology and finding the sticky spots and trying to sort of massage them into being.
If it's possible, detail what you would consider a sticky spot.
Yeah. So anytime you're working with live performance and media, there are different temporalities of creation at play. So the dancers need time to rehearse in the space. Our crew needs time to rig up a pulley system in the space, and then the lighting designer, sound designer, and video collaborator need time to implement their content. So it's a lot of scheduling, and then it's a lot of talking about what priorities are and how to balance them throughout the production of a work. And that's why we start so far in advance. So we begin with conceptual conversations about what the relationships are very early on. We move through long technical meetings with our crew prior to residency's beginning, and then we kind of continue what hopefully has become a well-oiled machine through production, like right now.
Which has more flexibility, in your opinion, the videography, the technical aspect, or that of the human body?
That's a great question. I think in terms of flexibility, it's the human body and performer that has great flexibility.
So, and I ask this in an artistic sense of what, in your mind, what you would hope that it can achieve and do. And so, meaning that there would be technological limits that there wouldn't be in what you're asking the human body to do.
That's right. And it's always a little bit of a tug of war to resolve some of those issues. For instance, technology by nature is sort of demanding. If we want to have a video playing or have a live video feed in the space, we need a certain amount of light, or we need to have dancers in a certain position to catch them on camera. And that is constraining or potentially confining to the live, flexible human performer. And so what we've tried to do in the development of this project is to find ways for technology to relinquish a little bit of control or to share control with performers, and to make technology not a kind of a more integrated partner in creating the visual performance.
And I will say, too, that I think one thing that helps this process along is to have a concept and really hold it above all else. And so in this work, Erica and Elena have been thinking through sort of cellular memory and what they're calling bodily heritage, which means that thinking about how dance mentors have trained these dancing bodies and how those movement styles and practices manifest themselves in each individual's practice. And so that kind of body memory being the concept, as long as you hold that really high, then both the dance and technology can come in and you figure out, okay, what is serving the concept most? Let's follow that.
I think that's a great point, because we never want it just to be a technical exercise, but
right,
to really serve serve a concept, for mm-hmm. sure.
Okay, so final question for both of you, and we'll begin with you, Erica, which is, what do you hope the audience gets out of it, your hope of what they come away with?
What I'm really hoping, there's a tremendous... as Ashley already said, there's a tremendous cast here of really high caliber performers. So I hope that is a draw. And I also hope that audiences can think about the relationship of humans and technology, and the ways that live presence and mediated presence can sort of share space, and what it means to work with technology, which we deal with every day, in a more integrated and human scale.
And for you, Ashley?
Yeah, I think that that's a really good start. And like I said before, we've all had these conversations continuing on. I also hope that people can hang on to the history of this work. I think it's really significant. I mean, everything from Elena was actually one of the very first dance movies commissions that MPAC ever worked on in 2007. So following that kind of history of experimentation across film and dance, but then also really recognizing the historic nature of bringing these four women together on the stage and being in the space with them. It's a very intimate stage space. And so I think it's particularly special at MPAC because you're not in a huge theater. You're going to be really close to them. You'll feel their every move. You'll hear their breath. And you might even, like, you know, get a taste of the perspiration that's going on as they move through the space. So it'll be an incredible experience to be there.
Well, the big premiere is Echo Archive, and it's taking place at MPAC. You can find out more information by going to mpac.rpi.edu. mpac.rpi.edu. It's Friday night, 8 o'clock at MPAC in Troy, New York. Erica, Ashley, I thank you so much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I thank you. A great pleasure to have you here, as always.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for having us back.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.